Kakadosh Boker Tov, we're continuing with the halachot of Chanukah. So if you remember, yesterday we mentioned a machloke between the Mishnah Brura and the Kaf HaChaim against Rav Ovadia Yosef that has to do with that what happens if a person did not light the candles on the first night, and whether it was that it happened that now he's going to light it on the second night. So the first night, whether it was that his family lit for him, and all of a sudden now he comes on the second night and now he's lighting himself. So the Mishnah Berurah comes and he says, "Eno tzarich levarech birkat shechianu." He does not say the bracha of shechianu, and that is the psak of the Rav Chida and the Kaf HaChaim. However, the Chazon Ovadia he brings down that you should say shechianu because shechianu is on the zman. So therefore, it's like any type of birkat ha'ne'anin that you need shemiyah keon, right? Shemiyah v'kavana, and therefore he says also tchovat aguf and not because of shlichut. So therefore, even though the wife was a shaliach that the day before she lit the first night for him, because he wasn't able to light for whatever reason, whether he's traveling or he was out of town, he was away, so therefore he didn't actually light the candles himself, his wife did it for him. The second night when he comes back, according to Shitat Rav Ovadia Yosef, you would make a new Shechianu for the man, which means on the second night. But according to the Mishnah Berurah, the Rav Chida and the Kaf HaChaim, you do not, because once the wife did it for you on the first night, so that's it, you've already been Yotzei Lechovah. Siv Dalet comes and it says, after we've already lit the candles, we are going to say Anerot Alalu. So if you remember yesterday, we said we have to be very, very careful not to be too trigger happy on both ways, which means we don't light the candles until we actually finish all three Berachot, or two Berachot on the consecutive nights, on the rest of the nights. However, though, also, it's not that once we finish the Berachot, we're going to start Hanerot Alalu. We have to wait, we light the first candle, and right after lighting the first candle, because that's what it said, Mishnah Berurah, Achar Shehidlik Ner Harishon, Shehu Ikar. Right, since the first candle is the Ikar, so therefore you're going to start saying Hanerot Alalu, and you continue going when you're still finishing off this entire concept of Hanerot Alalu. There is also, after Hanerot Alalu, we say Mizmor Shir Chanukah Tabay LeDavid, which that's the minhag of basically all Sefaradim to say that afterwards. Some people also say Lam Natzach Minyano Mizmor, and that's also the Kaf HaChaim that brings that down. There is a Sigula for protection throughout the entire year, that on Chanukah, every single night after Lakat Nerot, you would say seven times Vihi Noam, and also Mizmor Yosheb Beset Elyon. This is brought down on the Ben Ishchai, Rav Mazuz. We don't have the Sefer, but Rav Mazuz actually on his Harot there on the Ben Ishchai explains the reason, but that's what's brought down here, but we don't have the Sefer, so I don't know exactly what is he right in regards to that. Why is it such a Sigula? But there's obviously a big Sigula to do that, as the Ben Ishchai actually brings down. After we've already going to start lighting, right, Sifhei comes, and now he actually starts talking about how do we light. So Maran says, Yatchila lik belel rishon baner yoter yimini. You're always going to start lighting on the right candle, meaning the candle which is to the most right on the first night. Ubelel sheni, and on the second night, right, what are you going to do? Yosif nerechat samuchlo. You start lighting the candle which is beside that one. V'lo yatchil levarech al anosaf shehu. He says here, you're not going to start on the... He's going to say that, what are you going to do? He says, you're going to start making the bracha on the one which was the extra candle, which means every single night, the new candle, you're going to start making the bracha on that one which is more on the left, in order to always turn to the right, which means that if you're going to come here, for example, in the Bet Knesset, so we always light in the Darom. So we're going to light over there. What we do is we always light to the... The first night, it's obviously on the right. So therefore, you're not going to put the candle all the way in the left. You're going to put all the way in the right. The second night, you're going to light one on the left, and then you're going to go to the right. Why? And always to always turn towards the right. And if you do remember, we'll just finish off by mentioning that we do the Bet Yosef does not hold like what the Mishnah Berurah is going to bring down, which means that when we're actually going to light in the Bet Knesset, we are lighting here towards the candles and not the opposite way around. Which means some people wanted to do just like it was like in the Bet Hamikdash, in the Hechal, which means that we would be behind and then we would light the Chanukiah. The Bet Yosef says that that's not a minhag, which means that we light it, for example, if right there there's a tefillin bag, so therefore we would put the Chanukiah there and we would light on the right, and then in the next night we go on the left and then we would turn towards the right. And that's the way that we do it every single night.